The measles outbreak began here at Eagle Mountain International Church, about an hour and a half northwest of Dallas. It looks like a large school building with nothing else around. A man who got the measles in Indonesia visited this church about 2 weeks ago and infected more than 20 people. Most had not been vaccinated. Earlier this week, crowds flooded in for regular services. Rose Mongi had her Bible in hand and said she's not worried.
Because I know Jesus is a healer, so I know that he's covered us with the blood and there's no place for fear.
The church has a vast ministry with international reach. Founder Kenneth Copeland has spoken against vaccines in the past. Here he is in a video from 2010.
You don't take the word of the guy that's trying to give the shot about what's good and what isn't.
Copeland's daughter, Pastor Terry Pearson, leads Eagle Mountain Services, but wouldn't grant an interview. She did release a statement after the outbreak saying she isn't anti-vaccine. She even set up vaccination clinics on the property. But when she preaches to her congregants about the issue, she tells them to put their faith in God.
So I'm going to tell you what the facts are, and the facts are the facts. But then we know the truth that always overcomes facts.
This is a good example, unfortunately, of how birds of a feather flock together.
Dr. Jason Turk is an infectious disease specialist in Fort Worth.
If you have individuals who are vaccine hesitant or vaccine hostile, they tend to congregate together, and that creates its own unique situation where a population of individuals is susceptible to getting the very disease that they've decided they don't want to protect themselves from.
Measles is one of the most contagious diseases. It's airborne. All you have to do is share space with someone who's sick. Most recover, but some people die. Now, a vaccine exists that is extremely effective. Before it was introduced in the 1960s, pretty much everyone in Texas got the red rash. Today, most modern doctors have never even seen a case of the measles. In the last few years, though, there have been pockets of those who choose not to vaccinate their children.
When that decision's been made, it's been made based on bad information.
Dr. Paul Offit is one of the country's leading vaccine researchers at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Typically, it's the fear that the combination measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine may have in some way contributed to the epidemic of autism, which has clearly been shown not to be true in study after study.
Offit says those who choose to skip vaccines can endanger many others. There are hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. who can't get vaccinated because they're undergoing medical treatment or are too young.
They depend on those around them to be vaccinated. And I think when you make a choice not to vaccinate yourself or your children, it's a selfish, ill-founded choice that only can possibly hurt you or those who come in contact with you.
Already this year, the U.S. has had more than twice as many reports of measles than in all of 2012, when there were only 55 cases. Physicians like Offit warn that when people with power preach against vaccines, their message can spread, just like the disease. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.